USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A contentious House hearing with Acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker.
There were career with DOJ officials who advised you that you should not touch that investigation. Isn't that correct?
Congressman.
Yes or no?
I consulted with career ethics officials. I consulted with my senior staff. I consulted with the Office of Legal Counsel. It was my decision to make. I decided not to recuse.
Vice President Mike Pence promises Customs and Border Protection officials in Baltimore, Maryland, that there will be a secure border.
We will not rest. We will not relent until our Customs and Border Protection have the technology and the barriers required to secure our border.
Wells Fargo is back online after ATMs and online banking were down yesterday due to a server fire. This is USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
Hello, Ted from Russell Stover here. Listen, guys, we are great at a lot of things. Memorizing football stats, brewing craft beer, mounting TVs. But remembering Valentine's Day? Not so much. Luckily, I'm here to remind you to get your Valentine chocolates from Russell Stover. Just swing by the store, grab a heart-shaped box, and give it to someone special. Easy enough? Good, because that's all you gotta do. Just, don't forget. Russell Stover. Make happy.
Lots of reaction on Capitol Hill as Democrats say they'll address climate change. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more from Washington.
Democrats, Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and U.S. Senator Ed Markey, have unveiled the details of their plan to address climate change. Called the Green New Deal, it would change the nation's requirements for energy to all renewable by 2030. Senator Chuck Grassley, the Iowa Republican, says...
Her direction would take us down the road of an economy that's pretty constant, and how do you divide it up so more people have less? I'm interested in creating a growing economy where there's more for more people.
Services for former Democratic Congressman John Dingell will be held in Michigan and Washington, D.C. He passed away late Thursday night at the age of 92 after a battle with prostate cancer. This is USA Radio News.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their four-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
A story that has gripped much of the nation was the story of 13-year-old Jamie Kloss. Kloss, as you remember, was kidnapped on October 15th back in her rural Wisconsin home after her parents were killed. On the afternoon of January 10th, Kloss was able to escape the cabin where she was being held captive for 88 days. Child safety advocate and kidnapping survivor Elizabeth Smart described the recovery as a miracle and described Kloss as a hero. All that being said, it will take Kloss some time to get over the huge trauma that she suffered. I had a chance to sit down and chat with Liz Art. She's author of a new book titled The Courage to Rise, Using Movement, Mindfulness, and Healing Foods to Triumph Over Trauma. She has some advice for Jamie Kloss.
First thing is to just allow yourself to feel whatever it is that you're feeling. I always say that we can't heal what we can't feel, but then finding a support group of people that can help with that healing. So be surrounded by community to find those safe spaces, whether it is a therapist to speak with, and then starting to bring tools to use on an everyday basis. So even things like just tapping into your own breath, using our breath can be a really powerful way to pull us out of this fight or flight stress response and bring us into our relaxation response, but really using support.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
From St. George News Radio, here's what's trending today on stgeorgenews.com. Crews searching in Paiute County for a snowmobiler who got lost in an avalanche last evening. Reported they have located the body of 41-year-old Brad Stapley of St. George. A Washington City man is in jail on a dozen felony charges after he allegedly transported vehicles from Las Vegas and sold them to car dealerships in St. George. Even though he never owned the vehicles, his employer did. A pickup truck lost its trailer, which continued into oncoming traffic where it struck an SUV head-on Thursday and sent vehicles swerving across State Route 9. After having been closed since road reconstruction began in May 2018, the facilities in the Kolob Canyons District of Zion National Park will reopen today. From the St. George News Radio Weather Center, sunny and 46 today, clear and 25 tonight, partly cloudy, then mostly cloudy tomorrow, 20% chance for rain, 47. For St. George News Radio, I'm Carl Lamar.
The show today is canceled due to human-caused global warming. Or is it cooling now? Or is it both, warming and cooling? Whatever the government says, I believe them. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
No justice, and there is no combating climate change without addressing what has happened to indigenous communities. That means that there is no fixing our economy without addressing the racial wealth gap. That means that we are not going to transition to renewable energies without also transitioning frontline communities and coal communities into economic opportunity as well. That is what this is about. It is comprehensive, it is thoughtful, it is compassionate, and it is extremely economically strategic as well. Today is also the day that we choose to assert ourselves as a global leader in transitioning to 100% renewable energy and charting that path.
I meet a lot of people with a lot of opinions. Here with her opinions is the girl you wish hadn't started a conversation with at a party.
It's an outrage. It's a tragedy. It's like, what are we even doing? And like, why? And like, don't. There are homeless people out there who can't even pay their mortgages. Is that what George Washington had in mind when he started America? It's like, read something sad, learn a book. Fact, for every five people who are hungry, there are five people who are too full. It's like, switch stomachs. And fact, for every four men, there are two women. And that's just supposed to be acceptable?
Hi there, welcome to the Kate Daly Show. I know, I got this voice, what can I say? Welcome, and welcome all around the globe. Always appreciative of all you global listeners out there in Korea and, boy, you name it, New Zealand, London, Canada. We're talking about Canada today. All kinds of pockets of listeners all over, even Africa, you name it. So always glad to have you on board. I do have the fabulous Alex Newman on with me. Alex Newman just returned from 7 months in Europe. Oh, good heavens. So I cannot wait to hear what you have to say. Alex, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you so much for having me, Kate. And by the way, just, you know, I don't know if it makes you feel any better, but I think your voice sounds awesome like this.
Oh, well, thanks. I was telling people earlier, I sound like I have one of those, you know, like phone numbers in a basement, you know, talking, talk website things, you know. Anyway, I just wanted to say thanks for coming on board. I'll be taking phone calls in the next hour as well, and we'll be talking, giving some great information out, some wisdom, I think, and information. There's information and then there's wisdom. And this is actually why I have Alex on the show, too, for help today on some of these global issues. We're going to be talking about Venezuela, getting everybody up to speed on the Education Department and Betsy DeVos, and talking about a whole host of things. And I also want to mention Alex. Alex, international journalist, if you haven't picked up on that yet, educator, author, consultant. And so you're serving as president of a small media information consulting firm, Liberty Sentinel Media. Also writes for wide array of publications in the United States, including the New American Magazine, WND, all kinds of different places you can find Alex. And you've just been very, very busy. You're a sharp guy and really picking up on on the real story rather than the media propaganda. So I always love that about Alex. Always why I invite him on the show. So welcome to you. She was mentioning racial wealth gap. Does Beyonce know about that? I was just wondering what in the world. You know, every time she speaks, I cringe a little more, and I'll be talking a little bit more about her and how that New Deal that she's talking about isn't really hers, actually. It was written in 2008. But I'll talk about that more in the next hour. But do you just cringe whenever you hear her talk about global warming? Because you've covered that so extensively.
It's just incredible to hear people still talking about this. And actually, we are very close to releasing an interview I did in Stockholm, Sweden, a few weeks ago with the lead editor of the sea level section for the UN Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, very highly respected Swedish scientist, Dr. Nils Axel Mörner. And he served with the, you know, every time you talk about global warming and you point out why it's all wrong, they said, well, the UN IPCC said, well, we're going to be releasing this interview with the sea level expert for the UN IPCC who said, hey, the whole thing's wrong. I told them it was all wrong. They refused to correct it. And so I resigned my position.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep.
Oh, I'm loving this. Oh, I so love this. It's kind of like when I had Freeman Dyson on, Jason Scientist, and he said, it's all hooey. It's all hooey,
right.
Just, you know, rubbish and
it
rubbish.
Sure
yeah. But we keep buying into it. Well, I think those people that just got to believe. So let's talk about let's get caught up first on Venezuela, because it's been in the news. It was a front page again today. And I have thoughts that are not going to be popular, especially if people really do want to make sure that we are somehow intertwined in Venezuela, are not going to like what I have to say. But I really feel that we have absolutely no authority to have any role in Venezuela whatsoever. And that's including sanctions, too. I think that we are supposed to stay out of this picture completely. I want to get your take on Venezuela since you've been covering this.
Yeah, thank you very much for the opportunity and for having me on the show. So, you know, as people who know me will be able to tell you, Latin America is a personal issue for me. I grew up in Latin America, so I have a lot of concern for what happens there. I have a lot of sympathy for the people there. And what's happening in Venezuela is an absolute tragedy of immense proportions. Turns out that this dictatorship in Venezuela is actually a key component of a broader network of communist regimes and political operatives and terror groups called the Sao Paulo Forum. But with all that said, I agree with you 100%, Kate. This is not our battle. The U.S. government should not be involved here. And I just put out an article at the New American Magazine's website, thenewamerican.com, where I pointed out, and nobody wants to talk about this, you know, all the media is portraying this interim president, Juan Guaido, as some sort of George Washington of Venezuela. Turns out he's actually a member of a socialist political party that is an official member of the Socialist International, the world's largest and most powerful international communist, socialist, Marxist network of political parties. So the idea that we ought to get involved in, you know, intra-socialist squabbles in a foreign country, to me, strikes, it's ludicrous. I mean, it's unconstitutional. It goes against everything that our founders said. The U.S. government is bankrupt. How much more do people want to spend on this? And if you look at the track record, the U.S. government and the U.S. establishment, and I'm looking in particular at the Council on Foreign Relations, they've caused a lot of this damage. You know, the people at the Council on Foreign Relations literally put Fidel Castro into power, and Fidel Castro, of course, was responsible for exporting revolution all over Latin America, including to Venezuela. So they created this fiasco. Are we really going to trust them to fix it? And I would argue that that would be crazy.
Oh, I can't even agree with you more. This is so ironic. We, in the last 2 years, what has the liberal media gone bonkers over? Interference in our election. Yet we're going and interfering in redesigning somebody's government. This is beyond an election. We're redesigning a government, yet there's nothing wrong with that. Isn't that kind of interesting? I mean, interference, we're mad about interference, which didn't happen. But this is, but we allow this. Something is not right here. And so when we do this, you have to know that our guy that we're putting in is usually the guy that plays with the banking system. This is usually a guy that will go along.
That's right.
And so this isn't because I like Maduro. I don't. Who would want that for a leader? He's brought his country down into the depths of socialism. This is a great great example of what socialism can do to a country and ruin it. Because they, weren't they like the fourth most, like, what was it, 20, 30 years ago, they were on the top of the scale. Didn't they register as like fourth?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, in production.
Yeah, they were one of the wealthiest countries in the region.
Right.
They have the largest proven oil reserves in the world, and yet they can't even keep the lights on in the capital city. I mean, if you ever needed, you know, socialism 101, that would be a perfect example.
Yes, exactly.
It's just humiliating. But, you know, the idea that we need to go in there and reform this is just ludicrous. Look at Iraq today. Look at Afghanistan today. Yeah. Look at Syria today. Look at Libya today. Look at the Ivory Coast today. You know, you want to tell me that we need to go meddling in more countries? It's just inconceivable that people could seriously be talking about this. But I think a lot of this is coming from establishment insiders who have infiltrated the Trump administration. Now, in particular, I think John Bolton is one of the big players here. You know, he has an image as a conservative, or at least as a neoconservative. But, you know, he's also a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. This is the same organization that helped bring Castro to power. You know, their New York Times reporter, Herbert Matthews, was a member of the CFR. He's the one who told us that Fidel Castro was the George Washington of Cuba. All the people at the State Department who brought Castro to power at the U.S. State Department, all members of the Council on Foreign Relations. And we've documented this thoroughly. In fact, our own ambassador to Cuba at the time, Earl Smith, wrote a whole book about how subversive forces within the U.S. government, primarily centered within and around the Council on Foreign Relations, brought Fidel Castro to power on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
So these people have a terrible track record. And, you know, anybody who thinks the CFR has reformed would be wrong. Just until a couple of years ago, their director of Latin American issues was a woman named Julia Swieg. For those who don't know her, she is a rabid Castro apologist. In fact, the U.S. Counterintelligence official charged with routing out Cuban spies in the United States described her as an agent of influence for the Cuban dictatorship in the United States. So these people have very nefarious motives. They cannot be trusted. And, you know, if they want to have a coup in Venezuela, good. Let's give them a rifle and we'll give them a one-way ticket. You will fly you right to Caracas and you do what you need to do. But leave us out of it.
Amen. Amen. We have to really start questioning what we're doing abroad and concentrate on America and rein it in. They created this mess. They allowed this mess. And a country, I would think, that allowed Maduro and this mess to happen has to pull themselves out, or they will let it happen quickly and swiftly again. Correct? You can't.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Yeah, you can't learn a lesson like this. And so, I know that Maduro was saying, "You really want to send in your sons and daughters, America, to this, to you know, try and invade and intervene there." And my question would actually be my statement would be in agreement. No, I don't. I don't want American servicemen going in there. I want us to get completely out, and that means completely out with everything, not just inserting a new government, but also with the things that we're doing to them as well. I want to get completely out of Venezuela, out of all these countries. This is getting ridiculous. We're creating a lot of issues for them too. So we have to recognize that when we're the issue and when we're a problem, and let them sort out their own mess. And so we're going to come right back more with Alex when we come back. You just did an in-depth study on education with Betsy DeVos, too, you know, with the education system in general. Let's talk about that and some alternatives and solutions for parents as well. And we might even hit on the yellow vests. We'll be talking a little bit about, all kinds of stuff coming up here in just a moment. So, Canada. What's going on with Alberta, too? This is a crazy story. Be right back more with Alex Newman when we come back.
Now we're back with the Doctor of Love.
Hey, we're back with the Jared Wheeler Show, a.k.a. the Doctor of Love. And we have caller number 9. Go ahead. What's your name, sir?
Oh, hi, Dr. Wheeler. It's Joseph. Thanks for having me. I've lost a spark in my relationship, and I'm hoping you could help me. Oh, I love the show, by the way.
Hey, Joe. Thanks for listening. Yeah, we're going to take care of you today. But first, a word from our sponsor, St. George Auto Gallery and Society Spa, have partnered together to give us a love Love Doctor Special. They doing a couples massage with every vehicle purchased for the entire month of February. All right, Joe, now tell me about her.
It's Joseph. She's a little older, and she,
Joe, I need to know.
Joseph. She was born in 1984.
Mm-hmm. I thought so. I've seen it all before. All right, Joe, this is what we're gonna do. We're gonna hook you up with not just the love package from St. George Auto Gallery, but a brand new car!
Visit stgautodeals.com.
It's Joseph.
Dixie Power is building communities and delivering convenience by constantly working towards making your life better with safe, reliable, dependable, and affordable power. When you're a member, you receive discounts at local businesses, lower energy bills, and tips to lower your energy costs. It pays to be a Dixie Power member. When you flip the switch, click the button, or turn the knob, Dixie Power will be with you every step of the way. Visit DixiePower.com to see a full list of services and energy-saving tips. Dixie Power, energizing life.
Have you heard of CBD? Well, I'll tell you this. It's not what you think. It's better. Hi, I'm Dave Shank with BringMeCBD.com. Let me be clear. I'm not involved with marijuana. In fact, at BringMeCBD.com, we're a bunch of Utah guys who have been in the supplement industry for over 20 years. But when we saw firsthand what CBD did for people's health, we went straight out to Colorado and set up a state-of-the-art CBD extraction facility where we make the finest CBD in America. CBD gets confusing because it's the compound that puts the medical in medical marijuana. Marijuana that everyone wants. But CBD also comes from other plants besides marijuana. At BringMeCBD.com, all of the CBD we manufacture comes from marijuana's sister plant known as hemp. Now that CBD is legal in Utah, the only problem is how expensive it is. At BringMeCBD.com, we think everyone should be able to afford CBD. And when you buy from us, there are no middlemen. We are the manufacturer saving you money. Our CBD ships out fast and usually arrives at your door within a day or two. Go to BringMeCBD.com and get yours today.
Hi, I'm Dave Mizrahi, owner of Best Mattress. Shop our Tempur-Pedic Presidents' Day sale going on now and save up to $500 on select Tempur-Pedic adjustable sets. See for yourself why it's the most recommended bed in America. Our no-pressure sleep consultants will help you find the Tempur-Pedic that's right for you. Plus, 72 months no interest and up to $300 instant store credit and free delivery. Shop Best Mattress today, your Tempur-Pedic headquarters, home of the 120-day sleep easy guarantee.
Are you finally ready to embark on that once-in-a-lifetime vacation? This is Celise from The Travel Connection, and I've got one you can cross off your bucket list. A 13-day cruise and tour adventure through Spain and Portugal with Uniworld Boutique River Cruises. This inclusive vacation blends captivating cities, picturesque villages, and unparalleled scenic cruising on the Douro. Experience the best cuisine, culture, and history. This tour departs May 23rd, but you can save $600 per person if you book by the end of this month. Go to stgeorgetravel.com, and as always, you can trust your travel to The Travel Connection.
This is James over at Garage Doors Only. Did you know that replacing your garage door gives you the most bang for your buck when you're remodeling? Here at Garage Doors Only, we can assist you in picking out a perfectly matched garage door for your home. Do you have an HOA? No problem. Is your house over 10 years old? Not a problem. Come visit our showroom at 689 North Bluff, and I will personally help you pick out the best-looking, energy-efficient door for your needs. We team with LiftMaster and Clopay to bring you the best warranties in the business. Schedule your appointment today at 435-868-1200.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? Are you tired of paying high fees and commission even when you lose your money? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Lyle Boss specializes in safe money accounts with guarantee of principal, guaranteed growth, and income you can never outlive. Safe money accounts can provide bonuses of up to 20%, participation in stock market gains, and minimum guaranteed growth of up to 7.5% for up to 20 years with a guaranteed lifetime income you can never outlive. Join Lyle Boss for the Safe Money Radio Show on KZNU every Friday at 5 to 6 p.m. drive time. You can also call Lyle Boss now for your free customized safe money information kit and a 115-page safe money book. Call 1-855-355-SAFE. That's 855-355-7233.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
I was born
Daly Show. I know, I've got this voice from hell. I didn't just smoke three packs, even though I sound like it. Welcome back to the Kate Daly Show. Trying to recover from a week-long illness, and so I'm grateful that you're bearing with me today and putting up with this voice, and also that you're listening in. I've got a great guest, Alex Newman, who I invite on to talk about global issues. Alex is one of the best investigative journalists out there. You can't get better. He goes after the real story, the true story, spends time on the ground, boots on the ground, when he's doing a story, and this is why I always like Alex's take. It's extremely logical and constitution-based, and welcome to the show, Alex.
Hey, thank you so much for having me, Kate. It's always such a pleasure to be with you.
Yeah, I'm tell people how they can get a hold of you on Twitter, too.
My Twitter username is AlexNewman_JOU, and then mm-hmm. for those who still use Fakebook, I have a profile. It's AlexJNewman86.
Ah, gotcha. Okay, well, thank you for that. Let's talk a little bit about education. You just did a really big, in-depth report on this. Where are we at?
We did, yeah. Every year we do one or two special reports in the New American Magazine where instead of kind of an array of topics or a variety of topics, we just focus on one thing. And so February 4th, that would have been Monday, we came out with our latest special report. It's called Rescuing Our Children, and in my opinion, this is one of the most important things I've ever done. I co-wrote a book a few years ago with Dr. Sam Blumenfeld, Crimes of the Educators, How Utopians Are Using Government Schools to Destroy America's Children, and we kind of exposed, as the title suggests, how these people are using the public school system to destroy America's children. And, that was important. It was good to expose what was happening. We showed how these people built the public school system to fundamentally transform America, how they're dumbing down the population. They're doing it on purpose. What we're doing with this special report is, exposing all of that. We're showing how the United Nations, through UNESCO, is now trying to develop global standards. Mm-hmm. They already have global sex education standards that they want in every school, where they want to start teaching five-year-olds things that you definitely can't say on the radio because they're disgusting and perverted and crazy. So we expose a lot of that. We show how the kids are just unbelievably dumbed down today. I mean, if you look at the government's own data, what you'll find is less than a third of our students are proficient, even, which is just basically proficient in reading or in math, right? We have become a nation of ignoramus. It's only 13% of American adults are proficient in reading. Jeez. If you go to some parts of the country, Washington, D.C., more than two-thirds of adults are functionally illiterate. And this is not an accident, right? America was at one time the most literate and most highly educated society on the planet in all of human history. We had almost 100% literacy in a lot of our states long before we had a public education system. So we expose all this. We show the history, how we got here, Horace Mann, John Dewey, actual socialists who designed the education system to do exactly what it's doing. We show, where the UNESCO is going with this. They have what they call a World Core Curriculum. Mm-hmm. The resemblance in the name with Common Core is much more than coincidental. The guy who developed these global standards, his name is Robert Mueller. He was the Assistant Secretary General of the United Nations. He admits in the teacher's manual for this that it's based on the teachings of Alice Bailey. And, I don't know how far down the rabbit hole we want to go, but I'll give you a little hint about who this Alice Bailey character is.
Please.
She founded an organization called the Lucifer Publishing Company. So that ought to tell you something.
Right? Are you serious?
Unbelievable.
You're not kidding. The Lucifer Publishing Company?
The Lucifer Publishing Company. And, I mean, this woman was incredibly influential. An average American has never heard of her, but high-ranking bureaucrats in the United Nations all know her and love her. The rabbit hole goes really deep. She would have these, she called them ascended masters, these spiritual entities, so-called, that would take over her body and write these books about the coming global government and one world religion, and just the weirdest stuff you can imagine, education in the new age, externalization of the hierarchy, stuff that to any normal American would just sound absolutely outrageous. And yet here we have the guy who developed the World Core Curriculum that they want in every school in the world, saying that his global standards were based on the teachings of this Alice Bailey. It's a bizarro world. So,
oh, wait a minute.
We can leave that at that.
Well, for those that are just going, wait, what did he say? So Alex Bailey is connected to, and you might want to start that sentence over again from the very beginning, and how Mueller is tied into that too. again, just so people go, now, wait a minute, what? Go ahead.
Okay. I realize that was a lot. And you could easily write a whole encyclopedia about this. But Robert Mueller was the Assistant Secretary General of the United Nations, and he decided that we needed a global education system. He criticized his education in Germany and France. He said we really need the UN to take over education. And, of course, the UNESCO believes in this as well, right? They've even signed global agreements globalizing education.
Mm-hmm.
So he developed this World Core curriculum, and in the teacher's manual for the World Core curriculum, you can find parts of it on the internet if you're interested, or you can go to some libraries and get a copy. He says right in the beginning that this World Core curriculum is based on the teachings of Alice Bailey. And again, Alice Bailey is the founder of the Lucifer Publishing Company, and you can have some fun with her. I mean, she's really one of the founders of the kind of New Age movement, if you will,
you
know, theosophy, things like this.
Yeah.
So very, very dark. Right?
You know, I mean, what? This doesn't surprise
me. Very, very dark stuff.
It doesn't surprise me because the names that we should all know, the ones that have had the most influence, are the most unknown. So, you know, even when
That's
they're
right.
touting riches, do they ever put, you know, the Rothschilds on the list of the most rich? No. Do they ever put the Astor family?
Right.
No, they don't. They always leave out who they don't want you to concentrate on and talk about. That's how they roll. So
that's just exactly how they do. You're exactly right, Kate. And so we kind of ripped the mask off here on what's happening in the schools. We show that, you know, putting your children in a public school today, you're literally threatening their, you know, you're putting their minds, their souls at risk. Don't even talk about their academic well-being. I mean, you can show objectively that, just using SAT tests and things, that the smart kids of today are dumber than the dumb kids of the 1960s. And you know, this is all by design. So that's what we expose to begin with. And we make, I think, a very clear case that if, you know, and it's not just about education, right? If you want to preserve your freedoms, if you want your churches to survive, right? The Nehemiah Institute did a survey, something like 80% of Christian children from Christian homes with Christian parents who go through, an indoctrination in public schools, you know, 12 years of public school, will leave their churches, will leave their synagogues, will leave their parents' religious views. And this is, of course, very deliberate, right? The UN has this new spirituality they want to indoctrinate them with, and they use pseudoscience to try to discredit Christianity. So, you know, that's the threat. And we spend probably a good half of the issue focusing on the danger to your children of these public schools and ultimately the danger that this represents to our republic and to our freedoms. You know, we're not going to keep our freedom with a bunch of brainwashed children taking our place eventually.
No, they actually, this is the place they have to concentrate. Oh, yeah. And before you go there, I just wanted to ask you a question. So we've talked a little bit about Norman Dodd, and we've actually showcased, you know, whole shows on him and talking about the Carnegie Foundation and going through the notes in the early 1900s about what they were seeking to do with history and how they wanted to change history. So these foundations are not what they seem, and the Ford Foundation was involved in that, the Rockefeller Foundation. And did you want to go, what about going back further than that? Is that where we saw the first biggest attack on our history and the changing within the public school system? Or would you even go back farther than that?
That's so funny that you mentioned that. Actually, we do include comments from Norman Dodd, who was, of course, the head investigator for the committee in Congress that was investigating these tax-exempt foundations. And if you actually read their report, they concluded that in the early 1950s, they said there has already been a revolution, right? In the past tense, there had been a revolution. And they said this revolution could never have happened if they had not succeeded in hijacking the education system, talking about, of course, these foundations. So we quote that, you know, in this special report, actually. And that's a key part of it. But you can even go back further. You know, Horace Mann was, of course, one of the key people. Back in the 1840s, he became the education commissioner of Massachusetts, first time a state ever had an education commissioner. And he had gone to Prussia, and he just loved this Prussian indoctrination system. You know, the Prussians pioneered this idea that government should educate the children and, you know, force parents to surrender their children to be indoctrinated. So he loved that, and he brought it back to Massachusetts and then spread it across the country. He was not a Christian. He wanted Bible out of the schools. And then John Dewey kind of picked up with this architecture that Horace Mann had left behind, this mandatory government indoctrination system, and used that to get his own agenda taught in these schools. And he was actually, to his credit, quite honest about his agenda. He was a socialist, a self-described socialist. He was a humanist. He was actually one of the authors and drafters of the first ever humanist manifesto, where they say we need to get rid of the profit motive, we need to have collective ownership of all resources, we need to, the very first plank, you know, this will be alarming to Christians and people who believe the Bible, the very first plank of their humanist manifesto was, we believe the universe is eternally self-existing and not created. And, of course, the first words of the Bible are, in the beginning, God created. Right?
Exactly.
So it's a fundamental disconnect.
Yep.
And, you know, he took over the schools, and they've been dumbing us down ever since.
Oh, it's so true. It's so true. And I think for people
with
out
Rockefeller
there,
money, by the way.
Yes. Yeah. I think for people out there that go, but, you know, how can you take 1 + 1 = 2, or in Common Core, = 5? Because they don't care. It's just how you feel. So if you take that, how can you put that into, like, let's say this Alice Bailey, Luciferian publishing company, how in the world can they indoctrinate our kids with, you know, the kinds of ideas that they are if it's just 1 + 1 = 2, but it's not, and it hasn't been that for a long time. It hasn't been just 1 + 1 = 2. Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. And we actually republished an essay that John Dewey wrote in our book, Crimes of the Educators, called The Primary Education Fetish. And in this essay, it's just flabbergasting that he would say this in public. But he's like, you know, why are we teaching the kids how to read and, you know, do math and all this stuff when they're young? You know, we need to socialize them and get them to realize they're part of the collective and all this. And he said in his essay, you know, we can't obviously do this out in the open because, you know, there would be a violent reaction and it would jeopardize the success of our enterprise. But, you know, we got to just keep doing it and doing it quietly. So they were incredibly successful. If you go to Wikipedia today, they'll describe John Dewey as the founding father of American public education.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, we're in a world of hurt and we don't even know it. And it's a slow boil. And it has been
right.
A long, long time. I mean, this is...
Yep.
This
and so that's why we have these solutions in here, Kate. And so we dedicate a little less than half of the issue to solutions. And what we argue is that, you know, parents at this point no longer have the option of sending their children to school if they want their children to a public school, if they want their children to receive a good education, if they want them to believe in right and wrong, if they want them to know their creator. And so we recommend, you know, homeschooling, private schools. There's so many options today that people can use. One of the people who helped us put together this special report was Dr. Duke Pesta.
He comes on our show.
The academic director at the Freedom Project Academy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, you have him on the show.
Every week.
Your listeners know him.
Mm-hmm.
And then also Israel Wayne, who's a big leader in the homeschool movement. And so, you know, we just show parents, hey, not only can you do this, you must do this, right? I mean, you don't necessarily have to homeschool, but it's a great option. But you must pull your kids out, and you must ensure that they get a decent education, not only for the sake of your own children and your own family, but for the sake of the survival of our republic and our freedoms.
Oh, amen, amen, amen. I can't say that enough. We talk about this a lot on the show. In fact, the last 7 years has been dedicated to this. I'll be right back on the Kate Daly Show. More with Alex Newman, investigative journalist, one of the best. Be right back.
Till your work is done, the full service business center makes your day run so much better.
Rubber stamps,
letterheads,
colored copies, blue and red,
invitations for the wedding,
faxing and computer renting.
Did you know Steamroller Copies can help your business with your next trade show?
We carry all different kinds of backdrops, retractable banner stands, table throws, feather flags, and so much more.
These displays are durable, lightweight, and easy to travel with.
Come in today to order your trade show package. It's everything you need for your booth.
The trade show special includes a pop-up frame and graphic, retractable banner stand, printed table throw, table toppers, and right now we're throwing in 1,000 business cards for free.
Need help with design? Steamroller Copies has the largest for-hire graphic design team in Southern Utah.
Order today at any Steamroller Copies location, St. George Boulevard, River Road, or State Street in Hurricane.
Steamroller Copies, always asking,
what do you want to print today?
The Full Service Business Center, Steamroller Copies.
The 2019 St. George Area Parade of Homes is something dreams are made of. This year, every home will open you to a world of possibilities where dreams are brought to life with 30 homes for the very first time. Bring your dreams to life. February 15th through 24th, 2019. Sponsored by Zions Bank, Dominion Energy, Burton Lumber, The Boulevard Home Furnishings, KSL5, KSL.com, StGeorgeNews.com, Coney Country, and the Southern Utah Home Builders Association, ParadeHomes.com.
This is Adam Stewart with Stewart Awning and Barbecue Hut of St. George. We are looking for great employees to join our ever-growing team. If you're in construction and looking for a great employer that you can grow with and learn a new or expand your current skill set, we're the place to be. We've got great competitive wages and a great working environment. We're the leader in our industry and are looking for people that want to contribute to our growing business. So if you're interested, please call 673-0100 or visit us in our showroom south of Costco.
Have you heard Abe Ashton and Eric Nimmer?
In anything you're doing, you are entitled to know the fees. You just have to know which questions to ask. And so we do these fee analyses in our office all the time where people come in and say, can you help me find out what my fees are on this particular account? My advisors in my office and I, we know which questions to ask, and we're happy to do those conference calls with the custodians to help them out.
Join Abe and Eric for your family and your retirement Tuesday afternoon at 5 on St. George News Radio, 93.1 FM and 1450 KZNU.
How would you like to participate in stock market gains with zero risk? Join Lyle Boss of Boss Financial, Friday afternoons at 5.
On St. George News Radio, 1450.
Quality Lenders.
Do you need cash right now? Since 2003, Quality Lenders has been providing you with the cash you need when you need it. At Quality Lenders, we understand that car repairs, medical bills, or other unexpected and unplanned expenses can happen to anyone. Quality Lenders is simply your best choice for those little financial hiccups. We keep it easy and affordable. There's never an application fee or a processing fee, and the faster you pay off the loan, the less it costs you. So if you need cash right now, apply online at qualitylendersinc.com or stop in. We are located on the corner of Bluff Street and St. George Boulevard. Si necesita dinero en efectivo, cuente con Quality Lenders.
Q-U-A-L-I-T-Y. Quality Lenders.
John Gibson, digging up history. The clean-shaven man was running for president. A young girl wrote him a letter suggesting whiskers. He took her advice, and he won. That story after this. Want to get back that full head of hair you once had? Now you can do something about hair loss with Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to help you return to a full-bodied head of hair. Reveal for men and women, too, for all types of hair. 30-day money-back guarantee. Get yours at johngibson.com. That's Reveal for hair at johngibson.com. Click on the Juness button on the right. johngibson.com, Juness. The candidate's supporter brought home a poster with the candidate's picture. The supporter's young daughter looked at it and realized there was something very wrong, so she wrote the candidate a letter. Little Grace told the candidate, all the ladies like whiskers, and they would convince their husbands to vote for you if you grew whiskers. The candidate read the little 8-year-old girl's letter and thought, well, why not? And he was elected president. And his image goes down in history as bearded, so deeply associated with the man you can hardly imagine him clean-shaven. The candidate who grew the beard on an 8-year-old girl's advice and took his place in history, Abraham Lincoln. I'm John Gibson, digging up history.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
You're listening to the Kate Daly Show live today. I know we were, doing some reruns, but I'm back trying to recover from this thing that hit me like a ton of bricks. So I apologize having to listen to this voice. anyway, I've got Alex Newman on. Alex Newman's always a treat because we talk world, we talk geopolitics, we talk what's going on in America, everything. Alex is pretty amazing investigative journalist, also with the New American, all kinds of different places. Alex, we were just talking about the education. Where can they find a copy of what you're talking about, this in-depth report that you guys just did?
Well, thank you so much for the opportunity, Kate. I really appreciate it. And there's a whole bunch of different ways people can get this. If you're not a subscriber to the New American Magazine, you know, if you are, it'll just come right to your doorstep automatically. If you're not, you can go to our website, thenewamerican.com, and you'll see we made it easy for people. You'll see ads all over the place. You know, like right under the top articles, you'll see "Get Your Copy Today: Rescuing Our Children." And I actually have a promo code for people where we'll waive the shipping and handling for a sample copy of this. Because what we're really hoping for, Kate, we want to get 1 million copies of this out. Like, that's what we did in 2007 mm-hmm. when we were trying to derail the North American Union, and it worked. Okay. And, you know, as far as I'm concerned, this is the most important political battle that could exist, right? Because mm-hmm. the other side knows that if they brainwash 80% of our kids, which is, you know, about how many they have in government schools, you know, freedom is done. And so yep. we're hoping to get 1 million copies of this, get it to parents and teachers and pastors and everybody, opinion leaders all over the country. And so what we hope is that people will go to the website, order a copy. You can use the promo code EDUCATE19. So all you'll pay is just the price of the magazine, no shipping and handling. And then once you read it, if you agree that this is something important, that, you know, we need to rescue our children, you can go back and you can order at a very large discount a box of, you know, 50, 100, 1,000, whatever you want to do. And also, if people want it online, you can order, I mean, you can read the articles online if you like, mm-hmm. but you can also get it as a PDF if you want to, you know, email a copy to your pastor or whatever. So lots of different options there. Just go to thenewamerican.com and people can find it. And I'll be doing Perfect. A tour later this year. We haven't announced it publicly yet, but actually I'm in Canada speaking about it right now. Mm-hmm. And from mid-May to about mid-August, I'll be traveling across America, God willing, speaking about this to audiences nationwide and trying to get the message out.
Man, I hope we can get you in my hometown as well. And if you're listening, I know we're live in Chicago, Missouri, all kinds of different places today. Make sure that you can get Alex to your city if we can, because I would sure love that. And here's the deal. Wouldn't you just love to see this go into the hands of the teachers, Alex? Because what I've found is that if we can get it in the hands of those that maybe could speak up about it. And I'm saying, like, even 20% of them speaking out would make such a difference for the parents even to understand. Because I think what happens is they know the teachers, you meet with the teachers, okay? And it's kind of like local government. So you meet with these people and you think, well, they're on my side and they're good people. So why in the world would they give in to indoctrination? So they must not be doing that at my school. So this is what parents think. So, and they also think back to the time when they were in school, and they go, well, when I was in school, we didn't have that. It was fine. So what's the problem? Okay. So not only have things drastically changed and we're not getting the memo, but the other thing is the fact that we don't have 20% of the teachers speaking out, right? So what would happen if we did? What would happen if we had a huge new anonymous website where teachers could even speak out anonymously and warn parents about some of the things that are going on? All these new programs these school districts are putting into the schools that have to do with globalization and teaching the kids all of these really insane global ideas that have no place in our school system. But wouldn't that be terrific if we could get even 20% of the teachers to even speak out about it?
Oh, it would be just so wonderful. And I'll tell you, I get emails all the time from teachers across the country who say, Alex, thank you so much for getting this information out there. You know, we are stuck in this system. It's like, you know, a straitjacket. Mm-hmm. We don't want this. We don't like this. It's terrible for the kids. It's terrible for the teachers. But, you know, the system acts as a straitjacket, and there's nothing they can do. So, you know, these teachers and these students are depending on people outside of the system to speak out. And, you know, pastors, too. You know, pastors must get involved in this. Your congregations will die if you ignore this issue. Again, 80% of the children, according to the studies from the Nehemiah Institute, Christian children will leave their churches as a result of this indoctrination. So, you know, we need an all-hands-on-deck effort here. We need teachers, we need parents, we need taxpayers, grandparents, pastors, rabbis, just everybody across the country to get involved in this effort, because the consequences, the stakes are so high. I mean, we're not just talking about our families. We're talking about our churches and our freedom and our nation. We cannot lose them. And the only way we're going to save them is by addressing this issue head on.
Yeah, and our kids are going to end up saving this. They're going to have to. And we're really narrowing it down to a few if we don't really get moving on this. You mentioned you were in Canada speaking on this. What is going on in Alberta? This is really a weird story.
Yeah.
What's going
on? It's fascinating. I had no idea about any of this until I came. I'm at a conference here it's sponsored by, I think it's the Economic or the Economic Education Association of Alberta, and they've got a lot of prominent Canadians speaking here, and so I'm just kind of learning about Canadian politics. I guess most Americans know they have this goofy prime minister, right? His eyebrow fell off when so Trump makes fun of him.
Yeah.
But they're trying to destroy this little province, you know. This province depends heavily on oil and the energy industry, and the Canadian government, to comply with this climate baloney that Justin Trudeau signed them all up for, they're squeezing the life out of this place. And so there was, really serious people downstairs, professors at prestigious universities and leaders of think tanks and stuff, talking about, we may have to leave Canada, right? And I didn't know any of this stuff coming into this.
Right.
It's just fascinating to hear it. But people are really upset with this Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau. So.
Oh, and they have every right to be.
Yep.
You know, we're getting in on this end from Alexandria Useful, useless hyphenated idiot is what we call her here at the show. But we're getting it in this end. But, we've had these attacks. We had them with Obama. We've had the straightforward attacks by government and on these industries and in, touting the same kind of nonsense gobbledygook that Alexandria is talking about the same thing today. And everybody's making fun of her. And I'm glad they are, quite frankly, because it's that irritating and that stupid. But here we are as a world trying to keep these powers that are running these different countries, Canada as well, from instigating the craziness of this. If we don't do something, if we don't really start speaking out as a people, I mean, we laugh at it, but my gosh, we better start doing something. We do have a president that's not going to stand for this nonsense and has called it out as a hoax and has called it out as all the things that he's called it out as. I'm so happy about that. I couldn't be happier, but we need more than that at this point.
That's right. And it goes right back to the education issue. What's happening is these government schools are brainwashing and propagandizing these poor children. Actually, we talk about that extensively in the special report and in the speech that I'm going to give. I'm actually going to show videos of what's happening in the classroom. They are terrifying these poor kids. They're 5, 6 years old. You're all going to die from your evil parents and their carbon emissions. And you need to, get active in promoting sustainable development. And these are little kids, And they interview the kids and they go, "So what are you worried about?" "Oh, we're all going to die." It's sad. It's ridiculous. But, it all kind of connects, right?
Yeah.
That's the secret weapon of these people. They know, most American adults know, that this is ridiculous. We're not going to give up our freedom so that the UN can regulate and tax the gas that we exhale.
Mm-hmm.
But if they can brainwash 80% of our kids, 90% of our kids, to believe in this, then suddenly the calculus changes, and then we're in real danger. And that's what's happening. They're brainwashing the kids on this. They're obviously, the media is propagandizing everybody. Fortunately, Americans now have almost universally realized that the media is fake news. But we're still not out of the woods. They have most of our kids in their clutches. So
yeah, it's so true. I also wanted to get your take. Thank you for that. I also wanted to get your take on the yellow vests no longer giving officials prior notice to Paris protests because due to the police brutality, because the movement says they won't be complicit in government violence any longer. What's your take on what's going on with the yellow vests? Because our news doesn't give this a thing. You can't even find this hardly in our news at all.
That's right, and that's how you know it's such an important story.
Yes, exactly.
The fake news doesn't want to cover it.
So true.
But this is incredible, I think, Kate. And I think we talked about this a little bit last time I was on.
Yeah.
It appears that this yellow vest really is kind of a decentralized and a genuine anti-establishment movement. It got started. It's kind of a rebellion against these global warming taxes that Emmanuel Macron, the globalist Rothschild employee, which is an actual Rothschild employee, was trying to impose on France to comply with the Paris Agreement. But it quickly morphed into a broader, we refuse your agenda. So we don't want any more mass migration. We want the European Union smashed. We don't want this ridiculous euro draining the lifeblood out of our economy. This is serious stuff, and that's why the media is ignoring it. They're hoping that if they ignore it, it'll go away. People will think it's not important. Definitely more people won't join Mm-hmm. But this is now spreading. You know, shortly before I left from Scandinavia to come back to America, there was yellow vests protesting outside the Swedish parliament. And nobody was reporting this, right? And they were protesting in Belgium against the EU and the mass migration. And they're protesting in London against the efforts by the establishment to sabotage Brexit. So I think the establishment is absolutely terrified that this movement will continue to spread. And, you know, it's just decentralized and anti-establishment in its ethos. And I think for them, that is absolutely terrifying, that people are waking up and they're putting up resistance and they're saying, we're not going to comply with this. We're not going to let you destroy our countries. Enough is enough.
I know. That was so true. Yeah. Keep an eye on this, because they don't want people rising up. They don't want any of us rising up in any country. And so, of course, they're not going to shine a light. Also, give me your take on Roger Stone. I was really glad that Acting AG, Attorney General Matt what's his last name? Whitaker, right?
Matt Whitaker, yeah.
Was talking about the fact that CNN was on scene for this, and that the government let CNN, you know about it and was on scene to film it. Ridiculous. Ugh, if that doesn't just scream, it's bought and sold, I don't know what does. But give me your take on Roger Stone's arrest.
Yeah, I know we've only got a couple minutes left, Kate, so thank you. My view is that this basically just confirms that Robert Mueller is engaged in a ridiculous witch hunt. I think what he's doing is he's trying to take down everybody close to Trump. You know, he took down Mike Flynn, the non-globalist national security advisor. He took down Paul Manafort for something that had nothing to do with the campaign. Took down Roger Stone on all this on bogus charges, and the media spinning this as Roger Stone communicated with WikiLeaks, and WikiLeaks got emails from Russia. You know, and they just keep repeating this, but that's absolutely not true. WikiLeaks did not get those emails from Russia, regardless of what Robert Mueller might have said in a phony indictment that he knows is never going to be tested in court. So as far as I'm concerned, this just proves that Robert Mueller is engaged in a witch hunt. He's trying to destroy Donald Trump and everybody associated with him, trying to terrorize people who've been associated with him, and try to, you know, scare people into not being willing to cooperate with him and help him in the situation that he's in, that the deep state has tried to back him into a corner. So, I think it's way past time for President Trump to drop the hammer on these people, say enough is enough. Either you come up with some evidence or you all go home and you give us back our money. So,
Amen. With all that goes on around the world that we don't get to hear about, any good sources that you go to for news, Alex, when people say we're just, you know, our news is just, boy, they're always on the same page, like within seconds, immediately. How does that happen?
Oh, you can go to YouTube and watch them. They all read from the same script, literally.
I know. Right?
So when people ask for good news sources, I always say, you know, you need to hear the Kate Daly Show, obviously.
Well, thank you.
you know, you got to be reading The New American. And, you know, there's a lot of good conservative websites out there that are doing good work. You know, I think Breitbart does a lot of good work. There's a lot of good stuff out on talk radio. Drudge occasionally picks up good stories, although I have my suspicions about him, even though he occasionally links to my stuff. And I don't often recommend Drudge. There is a really great website out there called whatfinger.com. And this is like kind of a real conservative alternative to Drudge. So that's one of the websites
what
that I try
finger?
To scan every day for my news.
Whatfinger?
Whatfinger.com.
Like digit? Yep. Okay. Whatfinger. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like thumbs up or thumbs down.
Okay.
Yeah.
Whatfinger.com. All right. Hey, I'll try it. I put out a list on the Kate Daly Show. I need to re-up that list and add some to it. Alex Newman, thank you for joining me. Tell people how they can see more of your writing.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me, Kate. It's always such a pleasure. I hope people go to thenewamerican.com. You can subscribe there for, you know, daily headlines in your email or the print magazine. And then if people want to follow me personally, I'm on Twitter at AlexNewman_JOU and on Facebook at AlexJNewman86.
Perfect. Alex, once again, thank you, my friend. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Fantastic.
Kate.
Alex Newman, investigative journalist, thank you. And I'll be back with more. Big thank you to Alex. And don't go anywhere on the Kate Daly Show.
Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses right here in this area? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll be introduced to our three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in this area who want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. This area is a perfect market for my system, and next week I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where we'll share how to get started making money flipping houses and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
93.1 FM, 1450 AM, KZNU St. George, 93.1 FM, Cedar City, KAZZ Parowan, KCLS HD4 Leeds.